Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good, bad, or indifferent to say what they want. So I totally understand the frustration. I've been booed on offense, even in Green Bay over the years. So that was a boo-worthy performance, and I understand the frustration. We control our destiny. We got to win. We got three division games. Two of them versus Baltimore next week and the last week of the season. So it's a tough place to play. I played there before during the COVID season.
Aaron Rodgers talking about the loss to Buffalo, which had a lot of subplots. There's a lot of stuff going on in that game yesterday. James Cook, by the way, having an amazing year. You had the return of Keon Coleman.
Who caught a touchdown.
You had there being some beef between Cam Hayward and
Josh Allen.
For people getting need and stuff, there's a lot. And then there's Aaron Rodgers laid out flat for you on the field.
Oh, did Joey Bosa destroy that man? Absolutely destroyed him. And down he went. And as he's walking off with the blood coming down the nose, and Mason Rudolph had to come in for a little bit.
And he was terrible.
Oh, is he terrible? And Aaron was terrible.
Well, it was funny because when he came back in, that next drive, he kind of caught a rhythm, and then it was over.
I love seeing him struggle. I was afraid that he wasn't gonna. I thought this thing had a chance to really work. And right now, it is really not working. And when you are a relentless culture guy like Mike Tomlin, and you are team first every step of the way, and the standard is the standard, and you kind of sell your soul out a little bit to bring in the 42-year-old prima donna narcissist to save you and give you a potential playoff or Super Bowl run.
You know, none of your businesses. Respectfully.
I'm sorry, Mike, but it's a national thing. It is our businesses to discuss. I feel like maybe you could have seen this coming. Because after this game, man, with the fired Tomlin chants going on.
That's rough.
Oh, and all the ugliness. You mentioned Cam Hayward. They asked him about the Josh Allen stuff, and he said, I don't know, ask Aaron. Because like, whoa, there's some ugliness going on, and the ugly lying and twisting and ego-driven garbage was coming out of the quarterback's mouth after this one.
So that cut that we played coming in, I thought was pretty good for him.
Sure.
Like
fine.
Although it does give you a little bit of woe is me. Like, I even got booed in Green Bay.
This conversation would have happened a lot sooner had I not won, you know, back-to-back COVID MVPs.
It's just all lies that come out of that dude's mouth. It's just all, you know, spin and lies and trying to manage the situation. He thinks he can control everything because he's a god, he's just not.
Oh, that's a really good question inside of the chat. Yeah, where is Joe Cowley these days?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
He's covering the Bulls. Bulls got a game tonight. Speaking of which...
Yeah.
Tonight, the Bulls will visit the Orlando Magic. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:15, tip-off at 6:30. The only local broadcast of tonight's game can be heard on The Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts.
Let's listen to beaten, sad, desperate, jackass Aaron Rodgers after this game yesterday.
Quarterback, when you guys are down and you're in that down and distance, what did you see on that play to try to run the ball there instead of trying to attack downfield on the 3rd and 9 where you guys ran?
Come on, man. Do you want to start talking philosophical? Is that what you want? It's 3rd and 9. They brought pressure off that side. So we checked. We had a run called that we checked the blocking. They did on the run, and we had a chance. You know, we had a chance. If that thing hits, nobody says damn thing. You know, if we block on the front side, on the perimeter, I mean, literally everybody's blocked up. And we got to hold, sustain those blocks on the outside. Kenny gets first down there, nobody says a damn thing. I thought we had a better preparation week and a poor practice week for whatever reason. I'm not sure if it was the cold weather or what it was, but it wasn't our best week of practice. That doesn't always translate to a negative performance. There's been great practice weeks and bad performances, and poor practice weeks and great performances over the 21 years of my career, but it wasn't the best practice week. So we got to practice in the elements better, and the execution, again, just wasn't where it was. I can give you a better answer on Wednesday. But let me look at the film first.
Flatness within the game and in practice is something that's not being done right from a coaching aspect or preparation aspect that's kind of framing you guys in the wrong way?
I know what you're trying to ask, and I'm not going to go down that road at all. I believe in the coaching staff. I believe in Mike Tomlin. That's why I came here. And players need to take accountability. Myself included, and I will, and I will continue to. I got to play better. But there's 11 starters on offense, 11 on defense, plus with the personnel groupings that we run. And we got to have a Monday to Saturday we can be really proud of, our best Monday to Saturday, and go out and play our best game and take control of the division.
You talked about the accountability of guys needing to hold themselves accountable. You've been on championship teams, seen your fair share of locker rooms. This late in the season, is it concerning that that's still an issue right now?
Who said it was an issue?
There were guys not holding themselves accountable.
I never said that. But I said we need to hold ourselves accountable.
Hey, last one here.
It seemed like you and some of the receivers were off on some of the routes, the go ball to Roman, the one to Jonnu, or either the seam, he settled down. There were some scramble drills that seemed a little out of sync. How do you guys build that connection this part of the year, and how do you kind of go through that with your pass catchers where it's saying, hey, maybe I saw this, you see this, iron those out over the last 5 minutes?
When there's film sessions, everybody shows up. And when I check to a route, you do the right route.
I don't know, Aaron Rodgers is kind of an ass, right? I don't know.
So he talks a big game about, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take the bait.
Then he did it.
And then he did it.
I thought he was actually doing okay there. He was hanging in there.
He actually was.
And then
he said, when you got film sessions, everybody come to a film session. When I check to a route,
you do the right route.
But well, even in the first answer, when I got
film sessions, make sure everybody comes to the film session.
Inside that first answer where he's sitting there like, come on, man. And then goes on for 90 seconds explaining exactly what the reporter asked him about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought that the is it the coaching thing was bait. And I thought that he did a decent enough job handling
with
that.
With the long pause, you know he wanted to say it.
But then you get to, guys got to, hey, we go to a different route. You got to run the right route.
11 guys on the field, Sometimes it's my fault.
Sometimes it is.
Sometimes.
And yeah, because remember, he did that stuff with the Jets. Was it Mike Williams, the veteran Mike Williams, who was a Jet at the time that he buried?
I just felt terrible for Mike Williams.
Yeah. I mean, and now he's dead. So because I saw these quotes and heard these quotes today, and I'm thinking, is he talking about Roman Wilson? Is he talking about Calvin Austin? Like, is he talking about DK Metcalf? Like, who's blowing off film sessions and who's not checking to the route that Aaron wants him to check to?
I don't think that he's saying that anyone's blowing off film sessions. I think that he's saying that people are there in the film session and they have to then incorporate that into running the right route when they're on the field. Like everyone, he's saying everyone's at film session, but we got to make sure that when I check to something that you run the right route. Damn it.
When I check to a route, you do the right route.
Almost verbatim.
There was. It's just, I thought the Steelers were going to be a strong enough place, possibly, to not be Jets'd by Aaron Rodgers.
Well, let's call it Rodgers. Like, that's what you got.
Yeah.
You just got a Ron.
Yeah. I did not feel any concern or remorse when Joey Bosa laid him out and the blood was coming off the nose and he was walking out. Just not a drop.
I give him
it's
credit.
Terrible. It's an ugly. My spiritual advisors would not approve of this
like
feeling.
The Bears could win the Super Bowl and you'll look back like, man, I wish Rodgers would have played in that game.
Hey, they made a choice. AFC games are more important. And they went in there in the AFC game and Buffalo was like, hi, we're playing for our lives too. So, and they ran all over him. And now you look up and you're like, oh, they're going to end up with 9 wins again. Because that's what they always do. Maybe the whole Aaron Rodgers thing ends up destroying it. And maybe Mike Tomlin's like, you know what? I've had enough. And he walks away.
Well, do you see that? Was it a Josina Anderson report where she had said about what the coaching vacancies were going to be.
Yeah, there was a veteran coach out there who may be looking for a fresh start.
Yeah, a veteran coach who might be looking for a change of scenery.
Well, that's what it was.
I know that Matt Nagy's name is now coming up in New York. Like, there's.
But this was a head coach. He was referring to a veteran head coach that might be ready for a change of scenery on his own.
Yeah, so, how many are there in the NFL?
It's Ben Johnson.
1 year. What? It's going well. Don't take our Ben.
Well, it could also be Matt LaFleur.
Is Kevin O'Connell considered a veteran head coach?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
At this point,
yeah.
I'm going to stick with it being Ben. He's totally unhappy here. You can tell.
Per 6-7 the score is Lawrence.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't say that.
Go ahead and do that. By the way, Obvious Shirts does have a phenomenal shirt out there. Our guy Joe at Obvious Shirts.
What is it?
It is a shirtless Ben Johnson caricature with lightning bolts coming off both of the shoulders. And it's just, and he's got the flex going on. It's a
collaboration
really
with the Wiener Circle. It's got their logo on there. Oh. And I guess the proceeds go to Toys for Tots, which is very, very cool.
Come Great. On now. That's phenomenal. So go.
And I believe I heard from a little birdie around the hallway here.
Coach
Wiener Circle hot dogs coming this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow's their day, right? Tomorrow's their free day, and everybody will be out. But it's not a Bears off day, so it's not like any of the Bears players can go. Can Caleb's dog go back?
The Bears can send a representative down there. Maybe send Kevin.
Send T-Med with a big box for the coats.
For the coat.
Hey, if you're going to go get a free hot dog, bring a coat.
Drop off a coat.
Let's go. That's a great idea.
There, we fixed it.
Uh-huh. Or they could send Kevin Warren. I like that. He could bring a playlist.
Send Ryan Poles.
Yeah, I mean,
they did make a transaction today.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, Britton Brown, back to the practice squad.
No, back off the practice squad, right?
Or no, I think signed
to the practice squad.
Yeah, because they cut him. They cut him last week to make room for Kyler and Jalen.
You know what that makes me feel better about?
Britton Brown?
The linebacker position, because they cut a linebacker to do it.
Oh, yeah, so maybe TJ is getting ready to reemerge.
Yep.
But at this point, that man hasn't practiced in, what, a month?
He don't need it. Will he be out there with the club?
Here's what I
don't know.
Do we need him?
Huh? Ooh, I would not. I would not say that.
Oh, wait, the answer is yes. Yes, we do.
Yeah, for the record, we want their best players out there in the month of December.
Yeah, really like TJ Edwards out there?
Yeah, I would Tremaine Edmonds eventually as well.
The nameless linebackers have done pretty well the last 2 weeks.
You've done a great job. DeMarco Jackson. DeMarco Jackson. That is the former Sun Belt Defensive Player of the Year.
It does feel a little bit like random name generator. Be like, hey, we need an athletic linebacker.
Uh-huh. Here is DeMarco Jackson.
DeMarco Jackson.
Dude, he was up for Mr. Football in South Carolina. In the state of South Carolina, and thought he was going to go to South Carolina, but got hurt, and so he went to Appalachian State instead. Two-time first-team All-Sun Belt and the Sun Belt Defensive Player of the Year. So sometimes these backups were badasses every step of the way.
You know what we like to call a Sun Belt?
What's that?
SEC Junior.
The Fun Belt.
I like that.
He's in two different fishing halls of fame. Wow.
You like it just because it has belt in the title. Because it goes with your parenting suggestions.
Hey, you got to come out there and do that.
In the sun. That's
belt
what the sun's
son.
It's the sun, S-O-N, belt. That's why Lawrence likes that conference.
That's a paddler.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's how bad it is in Minnesota that Adam Thielen's like, I'm good. Did I be released?
Did he ask for his release?
He did.
Oh, wow.
And that was, he wanted to go back home.
That's tough. Yeah, that's what he wanted that.
And he's like, I've seen enough of J.J. McCarthy.
That is tough.
I don't even like being at home. His kids were so happy that they were going back to Minneapolis.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start to finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday super sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.